Scott Bessent to push for ban on single stock trading in Congress. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 13, 2025. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent revealed that he would be pushing for a ban on single stock trading for members of the United States Congress, noting that the American people deserve better. In a post on X, Bessent shared a video from an interview on Bloomberg Television, talking about how politicians shouldn't come to Washington, D.C. to get rich, but should come to serve American citizens. When asked about stock ban legislation that has been circulating around Congress, and if President Donald Trump was prepared to sign that bill, Bessent explained they don't have the perfect bill yet. "I am going to start pushing for this single stock trading ban, because it is the credibility of the House and the Senate, that you look at some of these eye-popping returns, whether it's Representative Pelosi, Senator Wyden. Every hedge fund would be jealous of them," Bessent added. "The American people deserve better than this. People shouldn't come to Washington to get rich. They should come to serve the American people." Trump recently accused former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and her husband Paul of insider trading, noting that they beat every hedge fund in 2024. Breitbart News previously reported that, during an interview on the Alex Marlow Show with Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow in May, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, spoke about how he had reintroduced the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments, Pelosi, Act, which would prevent members of Congress and their family members from trading and holding stocks. Hawley also spoke about how the Pelosis had made hundreds of millions of dollars off of Nancy's insider knowledge. The bill's namesake, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has made hundreds of millions, despite a salary never higher than just over $200,000, since her election to Congress. Hawley said that cannot be done following the law. "You don't do it legally," Hawley said of Pelosi's acquisition of wealth. "And here's the thing, Nancy Pelosi and her husband last year, in 2024, beat every hedge fund in the nation, practically. So, either Nancy Pelosi is a mathematical and financial analyst genius. Or maybe the information that she's privy to turns out to be pretty darn valuable." President of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer reported in 2013 that former Representative Spencer Batchis, RL, revealed he would not be seeking re-election. Batchis's announcement came after Schweitzer's book, Throw Them All Out, as well as subsequent reporting by Breitbart News, uncovered evidence of insider trading.